Hey, folks, welcome to Radio Divergence 93.9 FM, the coolest radio station in the south of France, and you're listening to Le Globe. That's right, we're back, folks. Le Globe is back, and I'm Lawrence McGuire, and we've got a great program today because we have a very, very, very special guest, Ms. Mel Constantino. Welcome to the show, Mel.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay, Mel, what kind of accent is that?
British.
I always have British people on the show. Well, Mel, I found Mel wandering around the streets of Montpellier. No, that's not true. Mel, tell me, how did you get to Montpellier? I always ask this question of my guest.
Oh, it's quite a strange story, really. A friend of mine lives here. She's actually writing a book at the moment, and she had a spare room and contacted me and said, would you like to come and live here? And I was like, okay, why not? So I ended up here last July.
But you were kind of traveling around the world at the time, right?
I was, yeah. I'd come back from Eastern Europe and I'd been all over the world, Australia, Thailand, and thought Montpellier would be a good place to stop.
And South America too?
Yep, South America. Just fancy putting down a few roots now. I've been all over the place and, yeah, Montpellier is a pretty cool place to stop.
I think Montpellier is a great place to stop. I've been here 10 years myself. And so, Mel, tell me, how do you feel about the city right now? I mean, you've been here since last September?
I arrived on Bastille Day last year.
Oh, Bastille Day, yeah. Good day
so
to come.
Yeah, that was a good day to come. I hadn't had much sleep, unfortunately, so I wasn't able to party quite as hard as I'd hoped. But, yeah, it was a good day to arrive. And since then, I've just been loving it.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore the city.
Yeah.
It's got a fantastic feeling about it. It's really... really lively. There's loads going on. It's small enough to be able to get around everywhere without having a car, and it's just great. I was born and brought up in London. I love London, but London's just too big. It's difficult to get around. But
what part of London are you from?
Southeast London originally, but I lived in Northwest London for 8 years and loved it there. Missed London terribly. But Montpellier has all of the good parts of London without any of the rubbish that goes with it. So.
Right. Yeah. I don't know London myself. I want to go there sometime. Well, folks, we're going to hear some music now. We're going to hear a group. In fact, it's my group. Have you heard of the Peace and Love Cowboys, Mel?
I've seen the Peace and Love Cowboys once or twice. I think I may be singing along to a couple of the songs that you might be playing today.
They do a great live show, I've heard.
Yeah, are you playing anywhere coming up?
Yeah, in fact, it's funny that you asked that. We're playing tonight. Yeah.
Where's that?
Shakespeare.
I know the Shakespeare. Yeah, it's a good old English pub.
That's right. It's near, it's on Place Patrarque, near Jean Jaurès.
Yeah, near Rue de la Guillerie where I live. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, staggering distance home.
That's right. Staggering. That's a beautiful word. Yeah, folks, we're playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Shakespeare, if you want to come hear the Peace and Love Cowboys. And the first track we're going to play is a track of an original song, a chanson originale, s'appelle Inside Rock and Roll.
But I don't hear a sound on the dance floor. someone's hands went too far. Someone's hands wouldn't stay, and someone walked away.
Right, folks, that's the Peace and Love Cowboys. That's right. And you can visit the Peace and Love Cowboys at www.peaceandlovecowboys.com if you want to learn more about our music. Anyway, that's the Peace and Love Cowboys, and Pascal Olivier is singing that song, and that song is called Inside Rock and Roll. And we're going to be playing tonight, that's right, we're going to be playing tonight, Vendredi Soir, at the Shakespeare. Nous jouons ce soir au Shakespeare Pub à 8 heures ce soir. Okay, well, you're listening to Le Globe at 93.9 FM, Radio Divergence, the coolest radio station in the south of France. And we have a very special guest, Mel Constantino. Welcome back, Mel.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. I'm having a great time. That was a fantastic song.
Well, thank you very much.
Pascal has a great voice.
Yeah, Pascal is an incredible musician. She's a great songwriter. She's got a great voice. She plays bass. She plays acoustic guitar. Yeah. And she is, in fact, the French teacher at Le Globe.
Yeah, she's actually my French teacher.
That's right. Yep. She's your French teacher. She's my French teacher also.
I'm not going to give you a demonstration of her work, unfortunately. My French is... It's coming on,
yeah.
But I still need a few more lessons, I think.
Well, when you first came to Montpellier, did you speak French?
Yeah, I did take some French at school, but it was a long, long time ago, yeah. So I'd forgotten most of it, unfortunately. But it's coming back, and yeah. Pascal is a great teacher. She's very patient.
Yeah.
Very patient, yes.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah, she gives classes at the Globe, and the Le Globe is a librairie avec des livres d'occasion en français et anglais aussi. Une école de langue est sur rue Carbonnerie, proche de la préfecture, proche de la place Marché aux Fleurs, juste à côté de rue Aguillerie. Anyway, so that was a Peace and Love Cowboys. Now, Mel, tell me... you came into town, and what are you doing now?
I'm actually teaching English to kids.
Oh, right.
When I first arrived, I had absolutely no idea what to do. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved kids, and I've always thought about teaching, and mm-hmm. it seemed like a cool thing to do, and I'm loving it.
Oh,
absolutely,
yes.
Loving it. They're coming on so much. I've been doing it since September. And my very first student couldn't speak a word of English mm-hmm. in my first lesson. Now I can actually have a conversation with him.
Oh, that's great.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm loving it.
And are you looking for more students?
Of course. Yeah, always. Yeah. Always. Yeah, uh-huh. Definitely.
And what type of technique do you use with the kids? What
I try to make things as fun as possible. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of singing and dancing around mm-hmm. and just teaching them without them realizing that they're learning. A lot of creative play.
A creative play.
Yeah, for sure.
And you do some singing with them?
Yeah, singing with them.
For example, do you do the Hokey Pokey, for
example? Yeah, the Hokey Pokey and Old MacDonald's Farm.
How does Hokey Pokey go?
I'm not going to sing.
Well, come on.
No.
You put your right foot out. Come on, Mel.
It's not going to happen. No, you have to sign up for lessons in order to get that.
To get Mel to sing, you have to sign up for an English class. Okay. Well, anyway.
I can't give away all my trade secrets.
I understand. I know exactly how you feel. Well, and Mel, you give classes at the Globe, of mm-hmm. course, Le Globe. That's the Ecole de Langue on the Rue Carbonnerie.
I do, yeah.
But also in other places, right?
Yep, I actually go to the kids' homes generally.
Okay.
Yeah, because I find it's better to teach them in their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
They're more comfortable there. I can use mm-hmm. things that they're familiar with.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. makes a huge difference.
You
I
can
think.
Use their own toys
yep.
and things like that.
But I do actually take them out as well. I took mm-hmm. one of my students out. He insisted on wearing his rollerblades, mm. which possibly wasn't the ideal situation, but mm-hmm. yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Right.
Pointing at trees and cars and various mm. other things to increase his vocabulary, so that was good. And I also extend to looking after English-speaking kids as well. So
you do kind of a babysitting also?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Nanny, babysitting?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. So.
Well, if people are interested in getting some English classes for their children, how do they get in touch with you?
Via the Globe, Le Globe even.
Okay, yeah. So come by Le Globe and yeah. sign up or talk and get your number and talk mm-hmm. to you then. Okay, yeah, that's Mel Constantino. She's an English teacher here in Montpellier. And my name is Lawrence McGuire, and you're listening to 93.9 FM, Radio Divergence. And we're going to hear another tune. We're going to kind of change directions a little bit, and we're going to go some real hardcore bluegrass Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Right, folks, that's Flat and Scruggs, and that's called Foggy Mountain Breakdown, one of the bluegrass classics. Welcome back to Le Globe, a 93.9 FM Radio Divergence, and is it the coolest radio station in the south of France?
Of course it is.
That's right. And we have a very special guest today, Mel Constantino. Mel, Tell me, what's your favorite thing to do in the afternoon in Montpellier when you don't have any classes to teach and you have some free time? What do you like to do?
I haven't had much of a chance to do it yet because the winter was so cold.
Mm, yes.
But to sit in the park maybe and read a book mm-hmm. or go to a cafe and have a drink mm-hmm. or just to chill out, really.
Right.
Enjoy the sunshine and do a bit of people watching.
Definitely, it's a great place
that.
For
is a great
people
place
watching.
For that. There's some crazy people in Montpellier.
Crazy people. They probably include us in the category of crazy people. Well, my name's Lawrence McGuire, and I am the owner and manager of Le Globe, and I also have a music group called the Peace and Love Cowboys, and I guess you're thinking, why do you always talk about all that? And I say, well, I have limited interest, I guess. No, that's not true. I just want to talk about it in order to create a buzz for the music and also to just speak English, I guess. Anyway, Mel, you're going to Glastonbury soon, is that right?
I am, yes. Very, very, very excited about Glastonbury.
What is Glastonbury?
It's the biggest festival in the UK.
Uh-huh.
The best festival in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And I've been to a lot of festivals. None in France as yet, but hoping to get to maybe Scabazat later in the year.
Well,
just before Glastonbury, I think. So a little bit of a warm-up.
Glastonbury, is that at Stonehenge?
It's not quite Stonehenge. It's nearby Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a very hippie vibe to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its own stone circle, in fact.
And you you pay one price and then you go in for 3 days?
Yeah, it's 3 days of music. It's actually 4 days now. They've just increased the number of bands that are playing
mm-hmm.
in the last few years. So, mm-hmm. but we usually go on the Wednesday and stay till the Monday. So uh-huh. it's pretty much a full week.
And you camp out?
Yep, camping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's fun.
And what happens when it rains?
It gets very muddy.
Yes.
Very, 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 very muddy.
Yeah.
So wellies are the order of the day. But I'm looking forward to donning my wellies and doing
donning
my wellies.
What's a wellie?
It's a Wellington boot, a gum boot, I believe you call them.
Okay, a welly. That's British English, folks. A welly. I've never heard that one before. That's a good thing about talking with Mel is I learn all this new English vocabulary. Donning your wellies.
I don my wellies. Yeah.
So that means putting
them on, yeah.
Putting your boots on
mm-hmm.
in American English. Well, we're going to don our dirty blue jeans right now, folks. We're going to return to the Peace and Love Cowboys, and this is a song recorded live called called Dirty Blue Jeans.
Come on. if you want me.
Hey, folks, that's the Peace and Love Cowboys playing live at, in fact, they're playing just, that concert was recorded just down the street at the Rebirth, which is just down the street from Radio Divergence. It's on Louis Blanc, Rue Louis Blanc, and we recorded that about a month ago, I guess, and we're going to be playing there in a couple of weeks. And in fact, we're going to be playing tomorrow night in set at a bar called the Baracho. Anyway, that's the Peace and Love Cowboys, and that's Pascal Olivier singing, and Thomas Badeau on the electric guitar, and I'm playing the acoustic, and we have our drummer, which is Lazy Hand Luke, playing the drums. He's an American guy. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is Le Globe, and I'm with my special guest, Mel Constantino, and Mel is from London. And she's been in Montpellier since July. And Mel, are you? What's the employment situation like in? I mean, this is completely different from London, right? You have to kind of make your own your own
I'm
way.
I'm not sure. I think London may be the same at the moment as well with the whole crisis thing that's happening at the, at this time. But yeah, Montpellier is tough to find to find work. Yeah, sure. So
I have a lot of people coming by every day trying to sell books or wanting to sell books to me at the Le Globe, and I can feel the financial crisis, and I really it's not easy right now in Montpellier for a lot of people.
No, definitely not. But there is a great network of people that I've come across, and it's really really helped me since I've been here, you know, having that support, and and there's a real sort of barter culture that's going on, which is really really good. I've never experienced that before, certainly never in London.
Right, people barter.
Right. Yeah, people don't even speak to each other in London, let alone to help each other out. So that's one of the things that I love about Montpellier.
Right. Well, today in Montpellier, oh, by the way, the word barter is an interesting word. That means to exchange something. Uh-huh. Instead of buying it, you just exchange it. Like I exchange a book for a CD or something like that. And in fact, today in the Saint-Ville in Montpellier, we have the Braderie, and that's going on tomorrow too, and that's going on with all the in the Écusson. And so I hope you come by the Globe today. We're going to be selling a lot of stuff on the street, and in fact, all over the Écusson. I hope you support your local merchants. Well, it's getting close to our time now to stop. I want to say thank you to Manu, our great engineer today, and thank you to Radio Divergence. I've been away for a long time, and I'm happy to be back at Radio Divergence, and look forward to doing my weekly program now every week. You're listening to Le Globe, and my name is Lawrence McGuire, and this is 93.9 FM, Radio Divergence, the coolest radio station in the south of France. And my special guest, I want to have say a big thank you to Mel Constantino. Thanks for coming, Mel.
Thank you. It was great fun.
All right. And I'll see you tonight at the Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It should be good.
All right. So we're going to be playing tonight, Peace and Love Cowboys, tonight at 8 o'clock at the Shakespeare. And we're going to finish with a classic called Mountain Dew. And thanks again, folks. And this is Le Globe, and this is Foggy. I'm sorry, this is Mountain Dew.
A sweet smelling pew, but to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it is nothing but good old Mountain Dew. rested high, said his wife had been down with the flu. And he thought that I ought just to sell him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it, I'll feel. I'll set up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Well, my brother Bill, he's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
You're listening to Divergent FM. This is 93.9, and we're coming to you from Sonar in Barcelona.